Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Sucker or something like that.
In Back to the Future, instead of he's a blank person, he's an idiot. And it's the one that me and my brother would say all the time. He's an idiot. Yeah. And it's not he's an idiot. It's he's a blank hole.
I love Tim Roy on the call last night. I'm loving that Warriors win 119-109 over the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm loving all the callers we've been getting.
I've seen Springsteen from the Meadowlands to Milano, Italy. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like a Springsteen show.
And I'm loving what Brian Baldinger just said right there, because from 20th Century Studios on October 24th, discover why critics are calling Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere an intelligent journey into the soul of an artist. Jeremy Allen White is the boss. Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday. Get tickets now. And for your chance to win a $100 gift card plus two movie passes for a night out, be caller number 5 to the contest line at 415-523-4652. That's caller number 5 to 415-523-4652. And you'll win courtesy of 20th Century Studios. Warriors get the win, opening night in the NBA, en fuego. Biggest takeaway, Warriors fans, was what? You can go Jimmy dropping 30, going to the line 16 times, making all 16. You can go JK getting the start, 17 points, 4-6 from beyond the arc. But it's not the scoring. No. Not with JK. 3 offensive rebounds, 9 boards in total, 6 assists. JK, the ball distributor? Are you kidding me? Or you can go Buddy Buckets off the bench, 17 points with some major threes there, 5 of 10 overall. Oh, and did I mention Steph Curry with the quickest night you've ever seen towards the end there with the 3 dagger, 23 points for the chef.
So we're going to do like some remixing at some point.
Remix.
And I want to get right into Jonathan Kuminga. If you can, from now on, you know, we've been looking for a nickname for JK, and I think I've come to it.
He has a nickname we can't say on air, but you continue. Not the chum bucket, but something else.
Oh, stop that. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just telling you.
It's so ridiculous.
The streets are calling him that. Don't get mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger.
I think this is one of the greatest guitar riffs of all time. And from now on, I'm describing him as JK the Voodoo Child.
Oh, man.
Jonathan Kuminga, Air Congo, doing all the little things. Blending the youth with the old.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Exactly. Being the fountain of youth for Curry, Butler, Horford, and Draymond. Jonathan Kuminga defending on the perimeter against Luka, making him work his butt off. Rebounding. Making the extra pass on offense. Filling the lane. Spacing the floor. Picking and choosing his spots on when to attack, when to shoot. He had a big 3 late in the game. Jonathan Kuminga, the voodoo child, was excellent. And it was a revelation last night. If Jonathan Kuminga plays that brand of ball, forget the scoring. Yeah. I'm talking about the defense, the rebounding, the spacing, the passing, setting up for others, the alley-oop to Jimmy Butler.
Mm.
If the voodoo child, a.k.a. JK, a.k.a. Jonathan Kuminga, if he plays like he did, we are going to be new world ordering it all the way to the Western Conference Finals. Because that was the missing ingredient for the team. The athleticism, the perimeter defense, they needed that. Now look, is Luka going to get his? Of course Luka's going to get his. Make him work. Make him be inefficient. Make him work so hard no one else can go off. And that's kind of what he did yesterday. So if JK can take what he did yesterday, forget the scoring. That's going to come. If he can do what he did yesterday over a month, think of how different we will view him and this Warrior team as a whole. That is the missing ingredient we've all been waiting for the voodoo child to finally arrive. Blend the old with the new. Let's go! JK, the voodoo child!
Oh, and apropos, Joe, where were they last night?
In L.A.
In L.A., not Hollywood per se, but might as well be. And Jonathan Kuminga had an L.A. performance yesterday. 17 points. This is, again, his last, like, best games in the regular season. Both have been against the Lakers. Dating back to last year, when he came off the bench, he dropped 18 as well, 9 and 4 assists. He likes playing down there. And for a team that has historically struggled against the Lakers in that building, Stephen Curry being one of them, you can rip that off. It's no longer a house of horrors as far as I'm concerned, as you see LeBron James doing nothing on the sideline with his glasses.
The reason why I chose that song is because that was Hollywood Hogan's entrance theme song when Hogan was basically the good guy in everything. And then when he went to WCW, he switched over and became Hollywood Hogan.
Okay.
And he was the bad guy, but he was still the good guy, so if that makes sense.
So who's Scott Hall on this team and Kevin Nash?
Well, that's Draymond and Steph Curry. Yeah, oh, they're okay. The Wolfpack.
All right, there
right?
We go.
You know?
Who's Eric Bischoff? That's not Steve. Is that Joe Lacob?
It's Joe Lacob. Absolutely. But you have to understand that, like, Hollywood Hogan was, you know, kind of like something so unique that was needed at a time of wrestling that kind of changed the dynamic of how we view things. Like, I don't think you get a Stone Cold Steve Austin to become like the beloved bad guy without having the Hollywood Hogan, the turn heel.
We
right?
need the Monday Night Wars, yeah.
And I think about Jonathan Kuminga doing that in Hollywood, okay, mm-hmm. where he's finally changed and did all the little things we've been waiting for. And he's done glimpses of this over the last couple of years, but like it all kind of came to fruition last night. I loved it. I loved the way that he played yesterday, and I think it was exactly what the doctor ordered. And I'm rooting for him, and I hope that he can find a way to turn this not just into a game. It needs to be sustained over the next 4 to 5 weeks, and then we could talk about him kind of taking over that Andrew Wiggins role.
Yeah.
As Jimmy Butler becomes the 1B to Steph's 1A, now you got JK thrusted in as the next guy in line. God, wouldn't it be great?
I mean, we keep talking about it. I've been saying it all morning and continue to say it. Maybe we're sleeping on that Jimmy Butler-Jonathan Kuminga relationship, and JK really seems to just gravitate towards Jimmy. And maybe that was the voice to get through to him. And we're seeing it work right now. Jimmy Butler said last offseason, when the season was over, hey, we could thrive on the court together. Jonathan Kuminga and I can thrive. That's the word he used. And last night, they were thriving, combining for 48 points in a win in Game 1 in Los Angeles. Let's go to the phones, 888-957-9570. Your biggest takeaway from that game was what? And also, there was some negative things that happened in that game. Marcus Smart with the flagrant one. No retaliation from the Warriors. Warriors fans.
Dre with an early tech.
Warriors fans, do you feel some type of way that the fact that no one stood back up to Marcus Smart after that, should someone have checked him after it? 888-957-9570. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance of the dealer. And as always, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Let's kick things off with Tony in San Leandro. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Butcher Boy, Joe Shasky. How's it going?
What's up, Don?
Not much, man. Victory day. I feel like there's a lot of takeaways. I didn't even really think about it. Moses Moody didn't even play.
He's hurt.
Big.
Yeah.
No, yeah. So I feel like the team's pretty deep. Kuminga did great. I feel like him teaming up with Jimmy is probably going to be crucial big time. I feel like that will help mold him into like a superstar, possible face of the franchise, I think. You know, that's probably like big talks for right now. Still early. He's still young, though. I think we were only plus one with Steph on the court, but it's Steph. You know what I mean? So, and I'll take Luka getting 45 points, flirting with a triple-double and still lose. Draymond, he flirted with a triple-double, almost messed around. I'll take that any day. I feel like it was a good team win, and I feel like it wasn't even like – I feel like it wasn't even like a great overall team game. Like
no.
In the end,
Tony,
great
I thought
result.
It was, Tony,
great
I thought it was a B-minus kind of a game for the Warriors, didn't you?
That's what I'm saying. That's not bad for game one. You know what I mean? I feel like we're off to a good start. I feel like it's giving us like 2015 to 2017 vibes in terms of like depth. You know what I'm saying? I feel like those teams that we had back then, a lot more stars, but we got a lot of young players too coming in. Hey, he actually played a rookie for more than 10 minutes. Yeah. So that's kind of surprising. You know what I mean? But Jimmy, spectacular, 16 for 16, changing the dynamic of the team. Not so much running gun threes all day. You know what I mean? We got to move on with the times now, you know what I mean? So I feel like we're in a great, great sense of direction right now. Hopefully everybody else could step up. But
great call.
I feel like everybody did great.
Thanks, Tom.
Great call. Remember last week I brought up that simulation that ESPN did? There were over thousands of them, and they picked Simulation 620.
Yeah, it didn't end well for the Warriors, though. It was the Magic winning it all.
Kevin Pelton did the thing.
Yeah, the thing. Well, Kevin Pelton put in the algorithm to let AI do
but
the
But he
thing.
Wrote it.
Sure.
But he did the thing this morning.
Oh, what?
It's called the I Told You So.
Oh, my.
In his article on ESPN, bold print, like we said, watch out for the Warriors. And then he goes on to say it wasn't even that great of a performance, that they could play better. But here's the part for me. More than anything, I was encouraged by Jonathan Kuminga's performance. Sure, Kuminga scored prolifically in the third quarter, but this was his complete effort. Making 4 3-pointers, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists, one off of a career high. If Kuminga plays like this, with this style, the Warriors will be so hard to beat. That's directly from Kevin Pelton, who was the guy who came up. He's a stats guy. He said, I'm high on the Warriors heading into the year.
It's one game.
He did the thing.
He needs to relax with the I told you so's after one game. It was an impressive performance. We're not getting ahead of ourselves, but we're reacting to it because we're the home, we're the flagship, we're the morning roast. This is what we do, and there's a lot to be encouraged by. Now, take that encouragement and run with it. Do it against the Nuggets. Do it against the Blazers in a back-to-back. Keep building off of this. Get some breathing room. Can we have a start to a season that you build from and continue to build off? Because they had a hot start last year, Joe.
Yeah.
They did. And then what happened? Then it faded.
Yeah.
Different team, different scenario. I'm not comparing this season, the start of it, to last season. But we've seen in the past, they get it going, and then an injury happens, and then it all goes to kaput.
Keep it real. What do you think? What do you think? Curry had like a C-plus game for Curry?
Yeah, I thought it was like a B-minus, C-plus for Curry.
I mean,
no, it was.
How many times in the last 4 years have they won games with him having a C-plus, B-minus game?
Not many, but this is the best player, the second best player that he's played with since, you know, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. And, I love Andrew Wiggins and what he did, like, for that stretch, but he's not this player. You know, he's not the player Jimmy Butler is. He's
just
not.
We talk about that stretch. I know, you're right.
No, like, he's not the...
You're correct. We talk about that stretch like, that's who he was!
No, it wasn't. But thank God you got that stretch from him.
Absolutely.
And he'll be a legend for the Warriors no matter what because of that.
I tell you, man, Jimmy, like, he's just what the doctor ordered, and his ability to get what they need on a given possession. There was a late in the game possession where they just took some bad deep shots and they were turning the ball over. Horford had a bad turnover. He's trying to kick it out to Pods. And Jimmy's like, dude, I'm taking the ball to the hole. He gets to the hole, pump fakes as he gets down into his jump stop, and the defender goes flying over, and then he finishes on the other side of the rim for a layup. And it was like, we just needed a bucket.
No, they just needed a mindset of a Jimmy Butler on this team in the most desperate way. I love Steph. I love Draymond. They needed a new voice in there to calm things down when things get hectic, to be patient. That's the word I keep bringing back. When I think Jimmy Butler, I think of patience. He's not going to force anything. And I think that was what was frustrating Warriors fans come playoff time. You know, you look at the box score at the end of the game, it's like, man, not really contributing a lot. Like, oh, he's getting to the free throw line, which is a huge part. And by the way, that, like, you weren't doing that prior to Jimmy Butler. You could not get a bucket at the line at all to save your life. You got 16 of them last night, people. 16. And that calms things down. It calms the crowd down. That was the quietest I've heard. It sounded like a crypt. Not crypto. It sounded like a crypt. It is nothing. There's nothing from that fan base down there.
I didn't see any stars.
There's no one.
Was there any stars there?
Oh, LeBron was there out courtside. You didn't see him? That was it. He was the only one doing nothing. Nada.
Well, he was doing something.
He's a robot.
No, he was doing the Cerebro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was thinking about what team he's going to.
Was that Professor X? He put the little cap
100%.
On there?
100%. Well, he's just bald as Professor X.
Both of them. Hey, come on.
I mean, about time. I'm glad he admitted it.
He's got a couple hairs up there. Larry in SF wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Larry?
Hey, what's up, guys? What a game last night. Hey, listen, one more thing about the wrestling thing. You guys forgot about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo! How dare you?
It's true.
Yeah, but listen, Jonathan Kuminga, we saw it coming last year, but he didn't. It's like, this year, if he plays like this the whole rest of the year, it's only one game. I can't get too excited because I've seen the Warriors do this before and then they just fade out. You know, they're there, but they're not there. If they stay with this team, especially with that rookie Richardson, they're going to go a long ways, my friend. That's all I can say. It's going to be a great season, and my boy Jamal Green, let him be what he is. He's the enforcer. That's what he does. He's always been like that. You can either love him or hate him, and I love the guys. I love my team. Woo! With that, I'm out.
There you go. Larry in SF, and I think he went Will Richard instead of Will Richardson, but that's okay. We got time to learn this guy's name.
Well, I keep calling him Will Richards.
Yeah, it's okay. Will Richard, no S, but I understand why. That's why I always say, like, Little Richard, Will Richard. It sounds very similar in my mind whenever I say it. But, hey, 14 minutes for the Rook. I'm not scoffing at that. In game one, when you got the likes of Draymond Green, Jimmy, Steph, you got guys that need minutes and want minutes, and JK and Pods. You got to put Horford in there. You got Buddy Hield. You know Gary Payton's going to play. And for Will Richard to get 14 minutes, and the moment in the game didn't look too big for him, did it?
No, it didn't.
No.
Were people mad about the NBC not getting to the Warrior game and not being able to find it?
That was definitely a thing. And I want to get to that a little bit later because I know people are fired up about the game. But that is something we're going to get into. You and I didn't have a problem with it because both of us have Peacock. And I think for the most what I've learned.
But the Peacock app on my television did delay and like stutter a little bit. Yeah, and I went back to the YouTube TV.
You and I are both Xfinity customers.
Yeah, so I do there Xfinity.
There is a package deal
Internet.
With Xfinity and Peacock that you can get either a free subscription or at a discounted rate that both of you and I think Carter have as well. Sam Lubman does not have that. We are going to get his thoughts and why he was so pissed off.
And the boss, you know, too.
The boss, a lot of people.
Did he put out a video? Maybe pull his video
Brian
from the internet.
Brian Palo Alto, our boy, was tweeting at us. He was pissed off about it.
BPA was pissed?
Where's BPA at? He can call in again.
No, BPA's somewhere going, it's one game for Kuminga.
Maybe some people are feeling that way. And if you're feeling
I'm
that way.
I'm not mad at him. That's the appropriate opinion.
888-957-9557.
That's not how I roll.
Well, is it something? Or is it nothing for Warriors fans there, JK? It's got to at least be something. It can't be nothing. Like, that last night's performance from JK in a starting role could not be a nothing burger. It's got to mean something, right?
Yeah, but he's got to build on it.
Correct.
I think, to me, it was the empowerment by Kerr to play him 33 minutes. I mean, we did the math. What is it, like 25 times in his career has he played 33 minutes or more?
Yeah.
That is a little insane.
Yeah, and they even brought it up on the broadcast last night, Noah Eagle on NBC Sports alongside Grant Hill, talking about what Steve Kerr said, I think either on our airwaves or it was after a game where he's like, you know, I think JK could be like a Sean Marion maybe or like an Aaron Gordon. Like, and they brought that up on the broadcast yesterday. And Grant Hill's like, whoa, like Sean Marion was a really good player. Like, let's see it to believe it. But that was the first step in him buying in. It felt like truly buying in to all the offseason hype, all the distractions. And you saw it in preseason. The ball distribution for me and the rebounding, the assists and rebounds, forget about the points. The point, like, we know he's a gifted, like, scorer when he wants to be, and it was great to see the shots go down, and it was the shot selection. Like, that's what Steve Kerr, like, has really been hammering him on. And JK, to his credit, when he knew it was a bad shot yesterday, Joe, what did he do immediately? It was only, like, twice it happened.
put his hand up and said, man, you know what, guys, I shouldn't have done that. Well, but that's growth.
Yeah, big time.
That's growth for him. Now the next step is just not attempting those at all.
Yeah, sorry.
I thought you wanted to jump in there. My bad. You're good. Let's hear from the head coach talking about J.K., by the way.
I thought you were going to throw to us.
No. Well, I'm going to right here. This is what Steve Kerr had to say about his maturity.
I've been interrupting you all day.
Joe, you're good. No, I appreciate you, bro. You're fired up. Warriors fans are fired up. We got Samita, Chris, Captain Smitty. We got a captain on the line, Oreo Cookie. We'll get to you in a second.
There is one thing, like, you know, everyone's, like, focused on Kuminga. Brandon Podziemski's got to play better defense, or he's going to get the minutes taken from him.
Yeah, the amount of times that either Luka or Austin Reeves blew by him.
Well, he's just playing way too deep beyond the three-point line, up into their back pocket, and then getting blown by. He's got to understand personnel and where they are on the floor.
It wasn't just him either. I'll say Gary Payton for a couple times. And Reeves is a really good scorer. I'll say that.
Yeah, like, but where does Reeves want to go?
He wants to go to the rack.
And downhill.
Downhill, and he wants to pull up for a quick jump shot. And the amount of times that either GP or Pods we're like right on his ass, and he just stops real quick. You know what I'm talking about? Where he's dribbling. He feels it right there, just pulls up, and that's when he either draws the foul or gets an easy bucket.
Something I've been thinking about, like, everyone's like, well, you know, Pods could be eligible for this big extension. And I have a feeling that Will Richard's going to eat into a lot of his minutes because Will can play defense.
Well, the amount of people that kept talking about last season with Jonathan Kuminga, he's going to want this big contract. Just because you want something doesn't mean you're going to get it. Let's just, it's one game. Let's relax.
I don't want to put too much on it either because I do think guys start gunning for it, like whether that's subconsciously or consciously.
This is what the head coach had to say about Jonathan Kuminga showing a lot of maturity.
I think he's really, really matured. You know, he's had a great camp. We've had some really good conversations. I think he has a better understanding of, you know, what we need. He saw in the first half, he took a couple of tough mid-range fadeaways that we don't want. He immediately held up his hand. He realized, you know, that was not the shot. He had, you know, a couple turnovers where he drove into traffic. And second half starts, and, you know, the whole talk at halftime was, let's use Steph Curry. Let's use his movement and put pressure on the defense because we didn't do that in the first half. And Jonathan, the first few plays of the third quarter, it was beautiful. He screened for Steph, slipped to the rim. Draymond got him a bucket. We ran our split cut stuff. They both went with Steph. He hit the wide open three. I think he just has a better sense of what's needed now compared to past years. And
that's the head coach after last night's game. And maturity. Are we witnessing the maturity of a Jonathan Kuminga, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570.
I think Kerr also trusted him more.
Yeah.
He actually let him play through a couple of bad shots. And like he had one where he dribbled into traffic.
Yeah.
And the ball just got taken from him.
Yep.
In years past, it would be like, look over my shoulder, up, I'm getting subbed out.
Right.
You know, credit to Steve Kerr for continuing to play him.
We're going to go to the calls. Full lines. It's hard to get in. Call. You can also text 888-957-9570, the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Where are we at, Warriors fans? 1-0 on the season. Biggest takeaway in the maturity of Jonathan Kuminga. Was Jimmy Butler just the missing link all along for this guy to buy in? Might be. By the way, it's coming up. The game is brought to you by the Inn at the Tides, the Bodega Bay. You know who loves Zinfandel? I know I do. I know Carter does. Sam absolutely does. And don't miss dinner with the winemakers at the Inn at the Tides in Bodega Bay, October 24th. It's in a couple days. Join Queen of Zinfandel, Carol Shelton, for an unforgettable night of food, wine, and coastal charm. Visit innatthetides.com. Space is limited.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Like, oh, all this talk about the offseason and JK and the minute allocation. Well, he gets the start in game one. What does he do? Drop 17 points, 6 assists, 9 boards. Looks pretty freaking good doing it.
I heard a snippet of Siney and Goo, even though Goo's not here yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
The show behind the show?
Yeah.
What?
Siney, I'm telling you, Kuminga looks like Kobe.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just joking.
Stop.
I'm joking.
Kobe?
I'm joking.
Siney's got to be in the best mood today,
that
right?
That is Kuminga's favorite player, though, is Kobe. That was.
That's really?
His, yeah, that's he's talked about it all the time. Because Kobe, I think, did like a camp or something like JK was at when he was a kid. And he always said he wanted to stay with the Warriors his entire career like Kobe did with the Lakers. So, yeah. And you know what? Maybe I think JK already had more assists in one game than Kobe ever did in his career with 6. It's a joke. It's a laugh because, you know, Kobe's a ball hog. I'm sure Michelle didn't like him. It's okay. We can. It's all right.
That Kobe's Kobe.
You know, the OG meme, you know, pass, just get the rebound with Kobe's face. That was, we're going back to the meme lore. That was like the original meme. As Steiny says, the original Spider-Man was only a Spider-Man. No, the original meme was Kobe
and
pass, just get the rebound.
It's ironic that you say that because I would make the argument the most iconic play of Kobe's entire career was an alley-oop pass to Shaq.
It was, absolutely was. And it might have been that and the pass to, who was it, Ron Artest or Meta World
yes.
Peace?
Meta,
game
I love
seven,
Meta.
Game 7 of the 2010
Dude,
finals.
I would put Meta on the bench right now just to fight Marcus Smart.
I love Ron Artest, a.k.a. Is Meta World Peace doing anything? He's like, can we get him on? Hey, Sam, can you reach out to him as a guest? Why not?
Does he have a phone?
Kyle Lowry drives me insane. He's fat and he runs around.
Jeez, why do you have to hold on?
No, he is.
Hold on. No, real quick. He drives me insane. You don't go to any of the dirty antics. You have to say,
I'm gonna get to that.
He's fat.
I know, I'm going to get to that.
Come on. We don't fat shame here on the roast.
He just flops around on offense, just crashing into people, trying to get calls. He drives me nuts. He's reckless.
He's a thick boy.
He is, to offense, what Marcus Smart is to defense, who flops around on defense, recklessly hacking away, just getting away with crap. And it's honestly annoying. Like, Marcus Smart, he's on my hit list right now. At least Dylan Brooks plays basketball at times. Now, he does the shenanigans, too. But, like, Dylan, I'll take Dylan on my team. I don't want Marcus Smart on my team. He's just flopping around out there.
Did you have a problem with none of the Warriors players having Steph's back in that?
No, not really, because Dre already had a tack, and you don't want him to, you know, do anything stupid and kind of, like... lose games down the line. No, okay. No, I'm okay with it.
Right,
it's okay.
Fair enough. But Draymond, as you mentioned, did get his first tech of the season. going at it with Jared Vanderbilt, who pushed him back. There's shoving, all that. But that wasn't even where the tech happened. It was actually on the sideline where Draymond was yelling because DeAndre Ayton had the dunk on the rim, and they thought it was interference. They didn't call it. The entire bench was going nuts. Well, of course. But that entire first half, by the way, and I know we're going to get into the NBC aspect of this because for a quarter and a half, a lot of Warriors fans and Lakers fans didn't even get to watch the game. America didn't get to watch the game if you didn't have Peacock because of the double overtime in game one between the Rockets and the Thunder. But that first half was atrocious. The flow of the game was awful. And I know you mentioned Luka might have been part of that. I just think it was the turnovers and the foul calling. God, do we need to call that many fouls? Ugh, horrible. But the second half, third quarter, Warriors showed up, Joe. And that was the brand of basketball that was refreshing to watch.
You know, just a thought I have, and I was kicking this around with Steiny, and he 100% agrees with me. There's a Harden-like quality to the way Luka plays. He's outstanding. If there was a place where I could place a bet right now that he'll never win a championship, I want to place that bet.
I don't know, that's a very nuanced thing to bet.
I know.
The odds probably aren't great because it's just a one player not winning a title. Yeah, probably. Right now, the Lakers are not close to
his brand of ball. I just don't see that winning series after series after series. I don't see it.
It did get them to a finals, though. I will say that.
Okay.
It did. So at least you know you can get there. James Harden never reached it as the best player.
That team was perfectly constructed around him, right? It was. It really was. And Kyrie has that second ball handler, but it was like it was Gafford and Lively and all the shooters around him. Like, I don't know. They call lightning in a bottle. That if you're going to win a championship, that literally has to be the template.
I mean, ideally, this kind of sounds insane after one game. If we're doing overreactions, 888-957-9570, and they were never going to take on this player. But in a weird way, you rather have kept Anthony Davis on the Lakers than LeBron James, Luka, and AD together, right? Like it's
well,
not.
Yeah.
Like it's the yeah, ideally I mean, you would have brought, but it.
Then there's the lob threat that, you know.
Yeah, it all makes sense. Yeah, and then LeBron totally. Could have played with his boy Kyrie, and it all could have been a happy ending, right?
But yeah. LeBron was the one who traded away Anthony Davis. I think he underestimated.
Why is he so upset on the sideline?
Because he underestimated how big of a ball hog and the centralist that Luka is. Luka is the show. And yes. He doesn't want to be upstaged by anyone.
You hate to see it, LeBron. You hate to see it. Chris in San Jose wants to talk about his biggest takeaway. Chrissy, what's up, buddy?
Is this the Chris in San Jose?
That's right.
Hey,
let's go.
Tony, Mr. Shasky. We're so back, gentlemen. Basketball's back. You got to love it. You know, a few things to touch on. I just kind of want to talk about Kuminga, though. Try to keep it as brief as possible. Like what you guys said before the break, you know, in years past, that's the type of, you know, couple of shots there in the first half. That's the type of game where Kerr goes away from him, right? And I just think the only way that a kid like Kuminga, or anybody really, a kid like Kuminga is going to, you know, learn how not to make those mistakes, you know, when to pass the ball, when to get his shot up, is through playing time. So, you know, last night is what, frankly, I mean, I was talking about the last couple of years. We should have given him a longer leash in previous years. I look at a guy, you know, with Jimmy and Draymond getting a little bit older, I look at a guy who I think, which is what he did last night, he has to be the primary ball defender, night in, night out. I think Jimmy and Draymond are two of the best, what would you call it, like center field type defenders where they can guard, you know,
help
the passing lanes and do all that. Yeah, help defenders. But we need a primary focal, you know, long athletic defender.
The perimeter dog.
That said, they're gonna, exactly. You know, they're going to mix in Melton when he's healthy. They'll mix in GP2 and, you know, have those guys be primary defenders at times. But I was just so encouraged to not only, you know, see what looks like a positive step in the right direction for Kuminga. I was just excited to see Kerr not go away from him. And I think for this team to succeed, you know, unless you find some superstar at the deadline when you move Kuminga, I just think he's, you know, outside of Curry and Butler, I just think he's the most important piece on this team. So you need to give him some leash. You need to let him take his lumps during this regular season because just like it was at the end of last year, he was the guy guarding Anthony Edwards full court. It's not GP2. It's not Butler. It's not Draymond. It's Kuminga. So we need him. I need all the fans back off him a little bit. All right. Don't just listen to what you hear from Kerr in the media. The guy has truly elite potential. And it is an elite athlete amongst elite athletes.
And
so,
Chris,
very encouraged.
Don't you think that, like, I don't think Jimmy Butler would be putting up all this hoopla at a podium if he really didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he has time to be fake. Do you know what I mean? He's too established.
I agree with you. Yeah, Jimmy doesn't strike me as the type of person who's, you know, he might try to instill some confidence and pick up his teammates a little bit. But listen, if you're boo-boo, you know, and you're dog water, he's not going to back you up like that. So I agree, gentlemen.
God, boo-boo, that was a word we used so much in the early 00s.
That's Chrissy in San Jose.
You know the boo-boo?
Boo-boo, hey, boo-boo.
No. As in your boo-boo, as in your garbage.
Your doo-doo, like, yeah,
as in your Band-Aid, yeah, as in your hurt.
As in you suck.
You don't know that? Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes. A boo-boo, yeah.
Do you guys do rips? Do you guys get a rip?
Like ripping on people?
So we used to take the back of your neck and we'd rip you when you said something stupid. Yeah. Okay, Carter knows. You don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what that is. This is all, yeah.
Say that again?
Am I the only one?
I think you say something.
It's a Frisco thing, huh?
You say something dumb, so you go up to the back of someone's neck and rip it?
So you would say something stupid, right? And we would be like, dude, come here, let me get that rip. And then I grabbed like two fingers off the back of your neck and I'd rip the back of your neck. You don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
You would just literally tell someone to shut the bleep up.
You would just say, yeah, that was really stupid what you just said.
Don't talk to us. That's exactly
what
you're
doing. And then like being a cutter, do you guys know what being a cutter is?
Well, there's
so-and-so's being a cutter. Means you're coming out the woodworks, means you're coming out of left field.
We just said, wow, that was really out of left field.
Do you guys know what wearing cutters was?
You want to? When guys used to wear
like Nike batting gloves.
We need when he does this. Can we have the streets. A 1920s theme, like I'm sitting on top of the world. We need like a music like that.
Dude, I need Philmo Mike to call in and tell him like that I'm speaking his language.
No, hold on.
I know somewhere Philmo Mike is like
he's screaming at a radio right now.
He's like nodding his head like yeah, Shasky's cooking right now.
Probably he just
because on the line right now.
He just wants to be mad at me for some because I'm the young guy and I think the thing I just saw was the greatest thing ever. He got very mad at me last time. Philmo Mike, I still love you, buddy. Samita, Captain Smitty, and Jana Mountain View. We'll get to you in a second.
They're looking at us like we're crazy.
No.
I thought Sam's hair was to protect him from being ripped. That's why I thought he had it.
That's a 10. 888-957-9570. By the way, Carter, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Let's go to the phones. Biggest takeaway from the Warriors win last night.
Dude, Philmo Mike texting me right now. Blood, which is basically his way. Give me that rip. Thank you, Philmo. Thank you.
Gio, SF, I guess, wants to talk neck ripping. Was that what, that's not
Bro,
what
Mar- that's what we did back in the day.
Not shoulder ripping like Marcus Smart
tried. Why do you think young Guido had such a long neck? He used to get ripped all the time.
Oh, is that what Brandon Bell happened? He's stayed too long. He actually had a short neck. No, when he came to San Francisco, it was shorter. Then it was a decade career here, and he became the draft. It all makes sense.
Bro, I'm hearing from all my boys my age. They're all texting my boy Bilotto. Y'all don't know about the rip or the cutters. You guys, I'm telling you, dude, this is our language.
You guys know the latest thing that the kids are saying that I don't know what it means? Maybe you're like
6'7".
6'7".
What the hell is that?
Dude, In-N-Out Burger. He's
6 years old.
Did you see they're at the, I don't know what college football game, and the poor woman reporter's doing like a hit, and the guy's like, 6'7".
What does that
six,
mean?
6'7".
What does it mean?
I have no idea. But when I see a bunch of third graders from St. Cecilia's doing it, that's when I know it's jumped the shark.
No, Benny said it in the backseat yesterday, 6'7". He did this thing with his hands. He's like, Dad, we're not supposed to say that at school. We can get trouble. I was like, what does this mean? Like, he's like, the kid in his class, Dominic said it, but we're not supposed to say. I was like, 6'7"? What?
Hey, Philmo? Go to Philmo right now.
Oh, let's go to Philmo, Mike.
Come on.
Philmo.
Come on.
Oh, hold on. He's still screening it. Hold on. You got him? We got him? Philmo, Mike.
Thank you.
On the morning roast. What's up, Philmo?
Oh, my God. This is bringing back so many memories, man. Bro, if somebody said something crazy or if they were wrong, if you was like, 5 plus 5 or 5 times 5 is 30. Like, come here, bro. Give me your rip. And I'm telling you, people used to almost break people's necks. It used to be so hilarious. Or they'll do flash. It was kind of like rip or flash. Yeah. It started off as flash, then it went to rip. I'm telling you, y'all missed some good times in the 90s, man. Hey, for real. And then
Philmo, yes, sir. Here's the thing. Like, so my boy Reggie Milligan, who was older than me at St. Mary's Park, he had the greasy Jerry curl. You know what I'm talking about. And you didn't want to rip his neck because it was nasty back there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you like, bro, let me get my flash. Or, I mean, y'all probably did this when
you see like a buggy, like a yep. Volkswagen buggy, yep. and you would just punch somebody in their chest, bro. It was so shady. Like, I swear to God, it used to be the funniest thing. Though people used to get so mad. They were like, bro, I'm going to get you back, bro.
It's true.
And I'm telling you, it'll start fights, bro. If you wasn't really cool with somebody, though, you can't be walking around doing rips. It kind of got to be like, you know, your people.
Yes.
Now, and then the shady part was this. If a person, you know, kids are kind of mean. If a person, dude, did not, like, he didn't have that respect, and the other, you know, the dude might have be like a sports star, had all the respect. The dude, he going to get it. He going to get ripped. And it's shady, bro. It's so funny, though. I swear to God. It's hella mean and funny.
You said something there, Phil. Oh, kids are mean.
They're so real and so mean.
What
about the cutter? What about being a cutter and wearing cutters? Two separate words for the same thing.
Oh, my God. Bro, people used to walk around with Nike gloves on.
It's so true.
They called them cutters. Yes. People would be getting socked in their face too, and then sometimes people would be fucking fucking.
It's so true.
Like, let's go grab five cutters. Like, the cutters is going to do stuff like a special Mighty Morphin Power Ranger thing, bro. Like, yeah, let me grab my cutters. Twitter go down, bro.
There'd be guys waiting for the 14, waiting for the 14 on mission, rocking Nike gloves, like they were going to go do some dirt. I swear to God. Right, FOMO? I swear to God.
But true story, bro. The things we used to do, it was crazy. I swear to God, bro. Thank you for the memories.
What you got on the, hey, no, Mike, what you got on the dubs last time, man?
Kuminga!
Man, Kuminga, man, he played awesome. It was just little key plays. It wasn't like you had to make, man, if he would have had that dunk, though, man, that Ooh. Dunk would have brought the house down. But the little key plays.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Little alley-oop, the little pass to Steph when Steph was coming across. He had Steph perfect motion. Steph turned around, hit the three. Just the simplicity of the game. He didn't try to do too much. Also, if y'all got that Draymond sound about him taking opportunity and trying to be great, that'd be awesome. Draymond said some real cool stuff, and I do agree with you, Spadoni, when it comes to the Jimmy Butler relationship. But with the rips being in motion, some of the things you said last week, two, 3 weeks ago, you would have been getting the rip.
Mike, you're going at me hard a couple weeks ago, man.
Hello,
you're coming at me, bro. But I appreciate
you,
it's all love. It's all love.
Hope all's well.
It's all love. It's all love, baby.
There he goes. That's Philmo Mike. That was great. I still don't know what 6'7 means. If someone could call for that.
Do we have more neck rips? Yeah. Do we have more neck rip people?
No. Gio's gone because Philmo Mike did it perfectly. I actually have the sound that Philmo's referring to because Draymond Green did talk about how great Jonathan Kuminga was last night after the game.
His performance was great. That rebound is what everyone in the world has been waiting to see. You know, you got that athleticism. You go make big plays like that. You got superstar potential. You go make big plays. Those are game winning plays. What did we get? Two free throws out of that? Like, those are game winning plays. You know, and so, you know, we all can ask for opportunity. When you ask for opportunity, you must deliver. And I think he's been very vocal about his opportunity, and he delivered. And so, you know, when you see a guy that's willing to put their neck on the line and be vocal, and then they deliver, you also must reward them. Because if they don't, you tear them down. That's just naturally what happens. If you be vocal and you don't deliver, you get torn down. So when you're vocal and you go deliver the way he did all night, he was guarding Luka all night.
He was guarding Luka all night. And that's an underrated aspect as we're talking about his performance. Because, again, we box score watch with the best of them. And you just look up 6 of 11, 4 of 6 from beyond the arc, 17 points, 6 assists, 8, 9 rebounds. That doesn't quantify what he was able to do on the other side against Luka Doncic, one of the top 5 players in the NBA, like scoring the ball. Luka was incredible scoring the ball. 43 points, 7-10. He got to the line, 17-27. But you know what? You make him work a little bit harder. And my guy was exhausted in that fourth quarter. Joe, he may be skinny, Luka. That cardio, though, he still needs to get back into that.
Well, he played like 8,000 minutes.
I think he played like for his country all offseason.
I have to close this loop because my ADD is just going to kill me. One last
thing.
It's not
even 9 o'clock yet. We got 10 minutes.
Let's say you were like 7th, 8th grade. Maybe you were a freshman. You were clearly like you hadn't hit puberty, right? You hop on the 29.
Joe Shasky.
You hop on the 15. You hop on the 43. All right? And you'd give your money or your transfer or your pass. You'd show it to the bus driver. And then you'd look left. Okay, which means I'm looking at the end of the bus. If you saw a couple dudes sitting in what I call the position where their hands are down and they were wearing cutters, you're like, oh, damn it. God damn it.
Speaker blaring sitting in the back row.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, God darn it. Shoot. I can't go to the back. I'm going to have to sit somewhere in the middle. This is not good.
I despise, and I mean loathe, BART, any public transportation, you are blasting your music.
Oh, dude.
Shut up.
That was a...
Shut up.
That was a constant.
Thank you, Dave Fleming. God, it's the worst.
Shut up.
I remember one late night, Joe, as we're doing like memory lane here, and Warriors hit a huge win last night. We'll get to all the calls, I promise. But you just opened up a can of worms right there. There was a moment coming up from the old butcher shop when I had to take BART like at 11 o'clock at night because our show ended at 10. I had to cut all the sound. I had to stay late. Those 11 o'clock BART, I was getting dropped at Fruitvale Station, by the way. At 11 o'clock at night, 11:30 at night, there's some characters you see out there.
Yes.
There was this guy on like a BART train where like the lights were flickering on and off. You know he was playing on repeat? That scared the hell out of me.
I bet you won't. Hit him.
No. You know the song Goodbye Horses from like Silence of the Lambs?
No, it wasn't.
It was that song. It was when the
Hello,
same
Sherry.
Song. No, it was the same guy. No, it was Buffalo Bill. Like, whoa, he was like doing like the little like, looking at himself, putting on the like the makeup and all that. It was the song that was playing in the background in that scene. He was playing on repeat, Carter. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. This guy's a serial murderer. I'm never going to see my kids or my family again. See, that was the scariest moment
of
my life.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I should have just gotten up and left the car.
We started off with tapes, right? So you had the Walkman, which was the tape, the first tape one. Then we had Discmans, but the problem with the Discman was, you know, I never had good money, right? So mine I had to hold completely, like, upright. You know Carter's laughing. I would have to hold it upright. So not only are you, like, you're presenting to the world, hey, steal my Discman and all my discs in my backpack. So I would only bring one or two albums with me, right? You never brought your full album pack with you.
Never.
But you'd have to hold the Discman as you're getting onto the bus, and you're like, God, now I'm presenting to the world like I'm going to get the Holy Eucharist from the priest here. Like I'm showing everyone the disc, man, that I have. Steal it from me. Just take it from me.
The discs, man. I remember my brother's Rob. He had just had the whole little album of different discs. When you get into the like the glove box, right? It's all in the glove box.
Oh, yeah.
Open it up. Just
the amount
30
of,
or 40 CDs.
The amount of All Eyes on Me discs that I bought over and over and over because it kept getting stolen, taken, scratched, ripped is just, you don't
and
even
all
want
the
to know.
Burned CDs you had with the different,
oh, yeah.
You had to write the Sharpie
JP
on
Money's
there.
Hot
yeah.
Summer Mix burning 2002. And it would be like all 3-6 Mafia it, with like two Mac Dre songs.
What's the theme song for last night's win for the Warriors right there? What's that theme? I Love LA? Is that how you feeling? Warriors are loving LA right now. They're 2-0 the last two games against the Lakers there.
No, it's JK. You got a friend in me. If we're going to go LA.
Randy Newman?
Yeah, Randy. He did Randy Newman, yes.
He did, yeah, yeah. Samita Los Gatos.
What's up, Samita?
Long time no here, Samita. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to have the season start again.
Yeah.
I just had a couple of comments. One is, I really like the confidence that I saw in the team. I didn't feel like they got nervous or played that, you know, that crazy AAU messy ball that they do sometimes in the past. Also, you know, yeah, Kuminga had a really good game. Let's also not forget, Buddy came through with a couple of clutch shots. And I was just thinking, once we have Seth Curry on the team, you know, having the potential for these two guys to hit threes, Seth Curry was the best shooter, three-point shooter in the league last year. So that's what we've been missing, and it was really good to see that. Final point, Spadoni, I totally agree with you. It's a little bit, we're all a little bit, you know, on the moon because of we won in L.A., which is not a place that we win a lot. And so I get all the enthusiasm, but it'll be interesting to see what happens when, you know, an injury comes along and how the team recovers, because that's really what killed us last year. So it would be great to see how that works out. But great start to the season,
Samita,
guys.
Did you have a great summer? We missed you. I hope you're doing well.
I did have a good summer. I was following all the Warriors stuff, all the Giants stuff, and the Niners drama. I gotta say, Niners, Mac Jones is really impressing me.
He's
really impressing me. I'm really happy with this guy. You know, I don't know where things are going to shake out with him and Brock, but right now he's getting the job done, and he looks like he's put together with like hope and duct tape. Right at this point,
I love hope and duct tape.
Fighting.
That is great. Samita Los Gatos
is the best. I miss her.
Talk about maturity. Maybe there is a parallel between Jonathan Kuminga and McCorkle Jones.
Both been through the crucible.
They have been. I'm just saying, there's something to that effect. Jan is in. Oh, we got Jan Mountain. We got heavy hitters today.
Let's go.
Jan in Mountain View. You're on the roast, Jan. How you doing?
What's up, Jan?
Good morning. Man, am I glad that game, kudos to Kuminga and to Jimmy last night. Jimmy, I think it's just exactly what Kuminga needed, was a mentor to give him some guidance, give him some more confidence, and help him on the floor and be able to give him, little instructions after or before the game, and have him, show up and play. And he guarded Luka pretty good last night. And I think that that's exactly what he needed. And it was an all over, it was a good game all over win. And I think they're going to do great this year. But Kuminga has to play more. And Kerr's got to, lay off of him and give him a longer leash, like a previous caller said. And, give him the strength that he wants. I mean, he all he needed was to play and to prove himself. And putting him on the bench and, you know, having him DMP, it's not the answer. You know, you've got to play him because you've got an older team this year, and you need to relax and let him show what he's worth and let him prove it.
Hey, Jan.
And as far as the Niners go, I think they're gonna. I think they've got a good shot to the playoffs. And kudos to that backup quarterback, Mac. He's doing a heck of a job. And go Niners and go Warriors.
Hold on, Jan, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Did you find the game okay last night? Were you able to find the game on NBC just fine?
Well, I have a Peacock, but there was a delay, you know, after that double overtime where, you know, it was, you know, I said, is something wrong with this station or what's going on? And after, I think what it was the double overtime is what caused the delay and caused the pauses on my TV. And I was going crazy. I turned on to Tim Roy to get, you know, more up-to-date information because they were pausing about every, I think, 5 seconds.
Oh,
I would
goodness.
See a clip and then, you know, it'd go back and I'm like, get to the real game. So I was kind of disappointed, and I guess it's because it's on NBC now that it wasn't on the NBA channel like they used
yeah.
to when we were on Comcast Sports Bay Area. You know, they'd have, or if it was TNT, they'd have it on I believe NBA TV, and you could, you know,
yeah.
switch over there.
That's a great call, Jan. Yeah, thank you, Jan. No, I appreciate
get to
you.
The real game.
Well
as they're in double overtime with the champs.
She has Peacock, so she knew.
Get to the real game.
A lot of
how
people.
Much of America was saying that?
Well, there you have Stephen Curry, Luka Doncic, and the Lakers and the Warriors. And I know they're the champs. I don't give a damn about Oklahoma City. I'm sorry. I don't care about you going up against the Rockets in double overtime. Yeah, and the rest of America is waiting to see Steph and Jimmy and Draymond. All right? And the Lakers and Luka and what LeBron's wearing on the sideline with Bronny. That's what we care about. The top two teams market-wise in the NBA.
You didn't just
most
drop
valuable
a Bronny
teams.
On me, did you?
I just had to, you know, throw him a bone there. He just, you know. He's going to be gone with his dad in about January, so don't worry. They're going back to Cleveland. Just book it, lock it in. They're going back to the Cavs.
What happens to Bronny when LeBron does retire?
Who cares?
Then Bronny retires.
It's just, who cares? Does anyone care?
Ever. Father-son retirement at the same time?
The decision?
Decisions. They had the father-son send-off, too, all year long. Oh. LeBron gets a gift, and Bronny gets, like, a goodie bag.
They get LeBron a rocking chair. They get him a crib.
They're going to call it
a booster seat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.